Many thanks, Ian. More news items now. The Thursford Museum and Park make the news, and then there's a new art exhibition at the castle and an upcoming concert. An award for the debut restaurant at the City College gets the first mention, however. The debut restaurant at City College Norwich has once again been given an AA College Rosette by AA Hotel Services. The restaurant is run by the catering and hospitality students at the college and is open to the public for lunch from Tuesday to Friday and dinner on Wednesday evenings. The AA Hotel Services inspector sampled the food and service that's enjoyed by the restaurant's customers and gave an appraisal of the cuisine, the restaurant team and the venue. The industry inspector said its setup and style offers diners an authentic restaurant experience through the use of snazzy decor and smart furnishings. As always, ingredient, quality and price continue to impress.
The Thursford Museum opens on April the 6th and invites visitors to browse the collection of machines of yesteryear. With a line-up including performances from resident organist Robert Wolfe, fairground rides and a special steam gala day on July the 6th, the team has added a selection of exclusive new experiences. The Thursford Wurlitzer Experience lets people get up close with the Wurlitzer, offering them the chance to play the historic organ alongside Robert Wolfe. Wolfe has been playing at Thursford for 44 years, and the package includes a demonstration of the Wurlitzer, 1 hour playing time, a look inside the organ chamber, and entry to the museum. Both experiences have the option to include an afternoon tea package at an additional cost. Packages cost between £195 to £745 for up to 3 people. Visit Thursford.com for more information.
Visitors to the Thursford collection may soon see a new family fun addition to its grounds after plans for a theme park were approved. The North Norfolk attraction, which draws thousands of people from around the world to its Christmas spectacular, has been given the go-ahead to improve an existing outdoor play area. The new adventure play area would include an entrance archway, steam engine, big wheel, a carousel feature, a living van wagon, elevated walkways and toilet facilities, among others. It's hoped the new look site will help increase footfall to the business in the summer and create a steadier income throughout the year. The proposals would help to expand the offering to a younger demographic at the site and will assist in supporting and financially securing the Thursford collection long term.
A new exhibition showcasing the life and work of a Norwich artist is coming to Norwich Castle. Colin Self's creations, spanning 6 decades, will be displayed from March the 29th. The exhibition, called One Self, The Creative Life of Colin Self, is the first major retrospective of the artist's work in 17 years. It features 130 pieces of art, including previously unseen works. The exhibition gives a glimpse into Self's career from his early days as a key figure in the 1960s pop art movement to his later, less well-known works. It was put together in collaboration with the artist and his wife, with pieces loaned from the Tate, Pallant House Gallery, Leeds Art Gallery and private collections. This exhibition is Colin Self's largest and most comprehensive exhibition to date and presents a wide-ranging selection of exceptional works of art, with one thing in common, a sense of Self's strong social conscience, caustic wit, intelligence, ingenuity and love of life.
A choral concert featuring Haydn's Nelson Mass and Morton Laridson's Sure on This Shining Night is set to take place on Wednesday the 12th of March. The Norwich School Choral Society will join forces with Norwich Baroque for the event, which will also include works by Colin Morby and Balfour Gardiner. The concert will be held at the Catholic Cathedral of St John the Baptist. Professional musicians will perform alongside pupils from the Norwich School and other young musicians from the area. The concert will also feature the school's principal cellist, Colette Maxwell-Preston, who will perform the first movement of Elgar's cello concerto in E minor.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We hope you've enjoyed what we've introduced for you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening. So with that, it's goodbye from Lynette and myself.